The report surveyed more than 14,000 people in around 500 Chinese cities. More than half of those surveyed said they read over 10 books last year, while nearly 90% of the respondents said they read e-books. Bruce Atkin, a general manager at Amazon in China, says the latest figures suggest reading has caught on more and more among the Chinese people.
56% of the people we surveyed said they read more than 10 books last year, an increase of 8 percentage points compared to the year before. 85% said they read both printed books and e-books. 64% said e-books have helped to increase their amount of reading. 82% said they read at least 30 minutes a day. We found that many people have formed good reading habits. 37% said they developed reading plans.
As one may expect, millennials and post-millennials, or people who were born in the 1980s and after, have been the main users of e-readers, while readers of previous generations still prefer hard copy books. Age differences are also reflected in the topics of reading. Li Shuangtian, a sales director of Amazon's digital content, explains.
People in their 20s or younger like to read fantasy, detective stories, or foreign language books. Books on business administration and child rearing were popular with readers in their 30s, likely due to their career trajectories and family expansions. For people in their 40s or older, with their more diverse life experience, books on history and cultural topics have been widely read.
Several books have proven their staying power among Chinese readers in recent years, including memoir The Three of Us by Chinese writer Yang Jiang, novel Grief Grocery Store by famous Japanese writer Keigo Higashino, and Principles of Economics by Nicholas Gregory Mankiw, professor of economics at Harvard University. It seems that popular culture has also played a role in influencing reading choices. In recent months, several highly rated TV programs on Chinese literature and poetry have aired in China. Amazon says that has coincided with an increase in the sales of books related to the same topics. Bruce Atkin says a recent hit TV series has also led to a surge in the sales of the book on which it is based.
The bestseller list of e-books is influenced by hot social and cultural topics. For example, in the week after the airing of In the Name of the People, the sales of his e-books grew 191 times.
In the Name of the People is about China's ongoing campaign to crack down on corruption. It began airing late last month and has become highly praised for its realistic depiction of China's politics and culture, as well as the nation's resolve in the fight against corruption among the political and business elites. And finally, the Amazon and Xinhua survey has found that with the development of social media, more and more people are inclined to share their reading choices and experiences online with other readers. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.